Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back with another video. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of ineffective soul-winning habits that get in the way of people getting saved or hinder people from at least hearing the gospel or having a chance to hear the gospel. These are methods, habits, practices that people do from door-to-door soul-winning. Some of these things are things that I've done myself in the past and I've found to be ineffective, and oftentimes the things that I'm going to mention in this video actually hinder people from having a chance to hear the gospel, and can cause some problems in door-to-door soul winning, and they don't really work. And I think that a lot of these things are things that we should avoid doing, okay? And I made a video a few weeks ago about the subject of how to be a more effective soul winner. This video, of course, is related, but this one is more just talking about things not to do as opposed to things to do. So these are things that I've seen people do. I've done, like I said, I've done myself, and it doesn't really work. And I've changed on these things, and I found better success upon changing these things. So maybe some of these things do work for you. Maybe it's different in your experience. If so, then keep doing it. But just from my personal experience, the things I'm going to mention in this video, I would say are ineffective. And if you want to know how to get more people saved and how to at least have a chance to preach to more people, then I would listen to some of these things that I'm going to present in this video. So the first thing I want to mention is that the whole purpose of going out soul winning is to, of course, win souls. That's why we call it soul winning, okay? And the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, right? That's what God desires for mankind. And of course, not everybody is going to come to repentance. Not everybody is going to be saved. But that is our job as ambassadors for Christ, to beseech the lost to be reconciled to God, okay, to preach the gospel that they might be saved, because it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, not everybody's going to believe, but we want to preach to as many people as possible, okay? We don't just knock doors just for the purpose of knocking doors. And I feel like one thing that some people do is that they knock doors just for the sake of knocking doors, just for the sake of getting a certain neighborhood or a certain section done. And they're not really seeking to save as many people as possible. They're kind of just, you know, just doing it just to finish the job, but they're not actually seeking to preach to as many people as possible. And so one thing that's kind of related to this is putting the emphasis, or putting too much emphasis, on inviting people to church, okay? And this comes in many forms, but oftentimes when people go door-to-door soul winning, they de-emphasize the reason why we're even at the door and why we're even going out soul winning. And they only just talk about handing out invites to the church, or handing out tracts or whatever. And the people who do this often do not even get a chance to preach to people, because the lost soul at the door, oftentimes already having a church to attend, expresses disinterest. And again, I've seen this many times, and this is something I used to do, where you'd go to the door and say, "Hey, we're from a Baptist church," inviting people to church, and they say, "Oh, I already have a church, not interested," and they close the door before you can get any other words in. Because if you tell them, "We're here inviting people to church," they think that's the reason why you're there, okay? So number one, if they already have a church, they're going to express disinterest. And number two, that's not even telling the truth, because again, the reason why we're going soul winning is to preach the gospel, okay? If you say you're there to invite people to church, that is called lying, okay? You're not actually telling the truth, okay? Then why would you even call it soul winning? Why are you considered a soul winner if you're just inviting people to church? When anybody who's experienced at soul winning knows, you know, 99.9% of people, even if you get them saved, are not going to come to church anyway. A lot of times because they're just lazy, or because they already have a congregation that they go to, okay? Not everybody's going to go to your church, so that's not something you should emphasize, okay? If somebody expressed disinterest in going to church, that is not them turning down the gospel. That's them turning down an invite to church, okay? There's nothing wrong with giving them an invite and saying, "Hey, can I leave you with a card?" But again, you should know that 99.9% of people who are invited will never show up at your church, okay? And especially if they're not saved, you know, it doesn't matter if they want to go to our church or not anyway, because they're not saved. The church is the body of Christ. It's people who are saved and baptized, okay? The church should not be for unbelievers anyway, okay? Now, you know, theoretically, somebody who's unsaved could come to church and get saved at church. You know, somebody could preach the gospel to them, but again, that's a very rare scenario. When we go soul winning, the emphasis should be on preaching the gospel. You shouldn't just say, hey, here's an invite. No, thank you. I already go to church. Okay, have a nice day. That's not even giving them a chance to get saved, okay, to hear the gospel, okay? If they say that they go to a Catholic church and they're not interested in your invite, then keep talking to them. Talk to them about the gospel. Don't just focus only on preaching or talking about going to church, because that's what some people do. That's what I used to do. And if they didn't like the invite, you know, in the past, I would take that as turning down, you know, the gospel. But in reality, that's not what's going on at all. And there's many times where I'll, you know, give somebody an invite and they say, well, I'm not, you know, going to your church. I don't even live here, or I'm just visiting, or I already go to a church or something like that. And you can still give them the gospel and they can end up getting saved. But some people don't do that. So that is an ineffective soul winning habit of putting too much emphasis on going to church, which again, church is important. It's good to hand them an invite. You should do that, but don't put that as the emphasis. The reason why we're there is to get people saved, not to invite people to church. Okay. Another thing that I see that some people do is asking people at the door if they're busy. Okay. Now, 99% of the time when you present them with the option, when you say something like, could I share this with you, or are you pretty busy right now? Even if they're not that busy, they will choose the latter, because by phrasing the question that way, by saying like, hey, can I show you this, or are you pretty busy? You know, basically it makes it sound like what the preaching the gospel is something that can be put off and it's not urgent, which it is urgent, because you know, we don't know when anybody could die. You know, the person you're preaching to, that could be the last chance that they have to hear the gospel. So don't just kind of like, yeah, you could just watch it later. You know, you can just, you know, we can come back another time, or you can come to our church and hear it or something like that. Don't present it to them like, hey, are you busy? No, if they're busy and they're actually really busy, then they're going to tell you. Okay. I've seen people who do this method where every single door they say, can I show it to you, or are you pretty busy? And every time they ask that question, 99% of the time they say, I'm busy, okay? Even if they're not, okay? But when you stop asking that question and you just say, can I show this to you? If people understand how urgent it is and how important it is, they're going to make time regardless of what's going on in their life, okay? So that's another thing. You want to make sure that the gospel is urgent and of utmost importance, and you don't put anything else before that. You don't want to make it sound like it's something that can just be put off for later, okay? Another thing is taking vague answers or wrong answers as right. And this is something that I don't understand why people do this. It's almost like they're looking or expecting the person to have the right answer. Now, again, you know, you shouldn't expect people to have the wrong answer either, but you should take them for what they say. When you ask somebody at the door what they believe they have to do to go to heaven, okay, if they give a vague answer or a wrong answer, don't correct them and then just try to get them to agree with you. If they say something wrong, they're not saved, okay? If you ask them what they have to do to go to heaven, they say, have a relationship with Jesus or be a good person or something, and then you say, oh, well, we believe that it's by faith. Would you agree with that? And they say, yeah. They already told you the wrong answer, okay? They're just agreeing with you just for the sake of agreeing with you, that they're not saved, okay? You want to preach to them still. You don't want to just feed them the right answers, okay? So let me give an example. Like this is an example. This isn't like a particular example, but situations like this have happened before. I've seen this happen where somebody would feed the lost person the right answers, even though they clearly don't believe the right thing or understand how it is to get saved. Okay. For example, if you say, what do you have to do to go to heaven? And they say, have a relationship with Jesus, which is extremely vague. And there could be many different meanings of what that is. Right. And then somebody's just like, yeah, you know, it's just by faith. I've literally heard that, where people give a unclear answer like accept Jesus or have a relationship with Jesus or something, you know, some vague non-denominational like phrase that they just parrot, and they'll just throw that out there and they'll be like, yeah, it's just by faith. It's like, that's not what they said, right? Okay. And then they ask, well, can you ever lose your salvation? And they're like, huh, I'm not sure. I don't know. I think if you repent, God will forgive you. Actually, the Bible says that once you're saved, you're always saved. Would you agree with that? Yeah, I think so. Okay, you're saved. No, that person's not saved, okay? If they think you have to have a relationship with Jesus and they're not sure if they can go to hell and they think you still have to repent of your sins after you sin, that person's not saved, okay? They didn't give a clear answer. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just agreeing with you and just repeating, you know, typical phrases that they've heard. It's clear that they don't understand what they have to do to go to heaven, okay? So it's kind of like people are just looking for the right answer, and even just something that very, very slightly might be sort of kind of right, they'll accept that as right and not even give them a chance to hear the gospel. Again, we want to get as many people saved as possible. We shouldn't just assume people that, you know, don't even know what they're talking about or saying vague things are already saved when they don't even, you know what it takes to be saved. You know what I mean? So that's another ineffective habit, that you want to not take vague or wrong answers as right. You don't want to feed them the right answers either. You want to actually make sure to understand what they believe. Okay, if they don't believe the right thing or they don't know how to go to heaven, then preach the gospel to them. Don't just, you know, assume that they're saved even though they're not giving you the clear right answer, right? So that example I've seen many times, and it almost seems like the soul winner is just wanting the person to believe right just so they don't have to preach, okay? It's almost like some people who go soul winning are like afraid of preaching, right? Okay, it's kind of weird, right? So another thing that's an ineffective soul winning habit is being scared of people answering the door, which, again, if you're going soul winning, I don't know why you'd be scared of that. You want them to come to the door so you can preach to them, okay? Many people, I've seen this, and again, you know, when I started going soul winning, I kind of did this too because I was kind of nervous at first of just knocking once and, you know, barely waiting like 10 seconds before leaving, or just not ringing the doorbell because, oh, you know, I'm afraid I might make them mad or whatever, or not knocking hard or whatever. Some people, like, literally, they knock, like, as soft as possible. They go to the door, and it's just, like, and it's, like, a big house. It's, like, they might be on the other side of the house or, like, upstairs or something. They're not going to hear a tiny little quiet knock. You have to knock hard sometimes, ring the doorbell, because you want them to come into the door, okay? You don't want to just, again, we're not just knocking doors just for the sake of knocking doors, just for the sake of filling up a map. We actually want to preach to people and get people saved. So, you know, you're just wasting your time if you're just knocking on a door quietly or not ringing the doorbell just for no reason. You know, that's like, you want people to come to the door. That's the whole goal, right? Because you want to see if they're saved, and they're not saved, you want to give the chance to preach to them, right? Another ineffective soul winning habit is beating around the bush and not getting straight to the point, okay? Sometimes people just make a bunch of small talk, as I've kind of mentioned before, you know, of just, you know, talking about, like, inviting people to church or not even mentioning the gospel. They're kind of just, oh, yeah, you know, we're a church in the area, that kind of stuff. And again, you know, it's good to hand out invites. It's good to invite people to church, but that's not the main reason why we're there. And, you know, of course, you want to be nice to people. You don't want to just be robotic. You know, you want to, if they say something, you know, about something else, you know, don't just ignore them. Don't be rude. But you're not there just to have, you know, a conversation about the weather or something. You're there to preach them the gospel, okay? So right away when you get to the door and somebody answers, you should make it clear that you're there to preach the gospel, and keep our questions to the people and responses clear and concise. Don't beat around the bush. Don't be vague. Just ask them plainly, do you know for sure you're going to heaven someday? Why are you going to heaven? Can you ever lose that? If they get any of those questions wrong, say, hey, can I show you what the Bible says? Because the Bible says it's just by faith in Jesus. It's very easy. Okay, just get to the point. Okay, stop. You don't have to waste time at the door talking about other things or kind of just asking vague questions that aren't clear. Just ask them a clear question. What do you have to do to go to heaven? Okay, and that's another thing. Make sure you ask them something like that, like, what do you have to do to go to heaven, instead of what do you have to do to be saved? Because not everybody knows what it means to be saved, or not everybody knows what it means to have eternal life, or some people might even, you know for sure they're going to heaven, but they don't know these other, like, technical terms, you know. So you just want to be clear, you know, you want to say something in a way that everybody can understand it and just get to the point. So that's another ineffective soul winning habit of kind of, like, not you know, being clear about why you're there and asking the questions clearly, right? So the last thing I want to talk about, and again, you know, this is kind of a shorter video, but, you know, try to apply these things in your soul winning. I think that they're effective if you don't do these things. So the last thing is incorrectly applying Titus 3:10, which says, you know, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Incorrectly applying that to people who are just having a tougher time understanding, or somebody who's having a longer time to understand something. Because a heretic is not somebody who just you know, doesn't understand it right away. A heretic is somebody who just refuses to believe it or who's contentious and is trying to preach to you false doctrine, right? But there's a lot of times where people will go to a door and they'll show them a verse and somebody just won't get it and they'll ask a question and they're honestly, earnestly trying to understand what you're telling them, but people will just for some reason take it as they're being contentious and they're a heretic just because they've been brainwashed into a false religion or something and they have false beliefs. Okay, showing them one or two verses and them not believing it immediately is not them being a heretic. It's just sometimes people are ignorant. Sometimes people are less intelligent. Sometimes people need more grace, more explanation, okay? So that's another thing. You don't want to just reject people and turn away from people and call them a heretic and not give them a chance just because they're having a harder time understanding what you're telling them, okay? That doesn't make them a heretic. Again, they just might be ignorant of some basic biblical concepts or just a little bit less intelligent, okay? You just have to be patient with some people, okay? And go through the gospel more. But at the same time, you don't want to, you know, get to a point where they're just repeating everything that you're saying either. And, you know, just like a parent, you know, you actually want to make sure they're understanding. And if sometimes it does get to a point where it's just clear that they're just not getting it. Everything's going over their head. They're not paying attention. You know, in that sense, it might just not be their day. You should move on. You know, again, you know, we don't have all day. We should preach to other people, but still the people who are actually trying to understand and who are at least getting it, even if it might take longer, you know, it has to take longer. You might have to show them more verses. Just be patient, okay? You don't have to, you know, not every door is going to take 10 to 15 minutes. Some doors are going to take 20, 30, 40 minutes. You know, that's just how it is. Some people have a harder time understanding, okay? So just as a quick recap of these ineffective soul winning habits, number one, don't put the emphasis on inviting people to church because the reason why we go out is to preach the gospel, okay? You can hand people a church invite. You can invite people to church, but that's not the main reason why we're there, and you shouldn't lie to people and tell them that's the main reason why we're there. And if they turn down the invite, that doesn't mean they're rejecting the gospel. You should still ask them about going to heaven anyway, okay? The second ineffective soul-winning habit is asking them if they're busy, okay? Don't ask them if they're busy. Just offer to share it to them, and if they're really busy, if they really have something going on, they'll tell you, okay? Number three, taking vague or wrong answers is right. If somebody doesn't give a clear answer of what they believe about salvation and it's based on the Bible, then you'd assume that they're unsaved and offer to preach to them. Don't just feed them answers and assume that they're right because you're just too scared to preach to them. Number four, don't be scared of people answering the door. Actually make it known that you're there. Knock on the door, you know, loud enough so that they can hear it wherever they are in the house. Ring the doorbell, etc. Wait, give them some time, you know, don't just stand there for 10 seconds and leave, you know, wait 20, 30, 40 seconds for people to come to the door, right? Don't beat around the bush, get to the point. Don't just waste your time just saying meaningless things or talking about the weather or just making small talk. Make it clear why you're there to preach the gospel, okay? And then the last thing is don't incorrectly apply Titus 3:10 to people who are just having a hard time understanding. Don't assume that they're heretics. You have to be patient with people, and you have to give more time and more verses to certain people who are just ignorant or less intelligent. So thank you, buddy, for watching. I hope these things make sense. I hope they help. Because again, you know, like I said, some of these things are things that I've done in the past, my personal experience, and in my personal experience, they don't work, okay? Because you're going to have less opportunities to preach the gospel if you do these things, okay? So in my opinion, from my experience, just as some advice, I would avoid these ineffective soul-winning habits. So thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.